Well, one of Australia's leading marine biologists, Terry Hughes, has just completed serial surveys of more than 500 reefs on the Great Barrier Reef, north from Mackay to the Torres Strait. From those surveys, he's confirmed that there has been back-to-back mass bleaching events on the reef, with this year's 2017 bleaching following last year's record mass bleaching event. You remember when the northern reefs lost around 67% of their coral cover. Well, this year, Terry Hughes says that reefs in the central section of the Great Barrier Reef have been hardest hit. Terry is the director of the Centre of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies at James Cook University in Townsville. He joins us from Mackay. Terry Hughes, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
So, can you confirm we've now, there's been another, this year, another bleaching event? Can you tell us more about this?
Sure, Fran. We are now experiencing, tragically, back-to-back bleaching, which is significant because it means there's been basically zero time for any recovery since the severe bleaching we saw last year in 2016. So we've done five flights so far. We've surveyed a little over 500 reefs between the Torres Straits and Mackay. We've done 30 hours of flying along a track of about 7,000 kilometres so far, with three more flights to go to cover the southern third of the Great Barrier Reef over the next few days.
And can you describe for us what you saw from those flights?
Yes, so the footprint of the bleaching last year stretched from the Torres Straits to Mackay, a distance of about 1,500 kilometres. The northern third of the Great Barrier Reef was very severely bleached from about Port Douglas north. The central section was also bleached. Compared to the north, it was more moderate, but it was still a record level of bleaching in the central region last year, much higher than the two earlier bleachings in 98 and 2002. Unfortunately, the central region this time round is the new north. We did one flight from Townsville to Cairns return. It was a 6.5-hour flight. We scored about 100 reefs, and every one of those reefs was very severely bleached. So if we look at the combined footprint of the two events last year and this year, the northern two-thirds of the Great Barrier Reef has now been very severely damaged.
And that period of the near north, just so people can get a real picture of this, that would be the area where most of the tourism occurs?
Yes, the tourism areas have been impacted. The good news is that bleaching is always patchy. So this year, our results so far indicate is not as severe as 2017. So the northern region did bleach again, but nothing like as badly as last year. The central region, as I said, is much more heavily bleached this year than last. The good news is two things. First of all, bleaching is always patchy. And because it's slightly less severe than last year, it's also patchier this year, which means that within many reefs, there are places that are very badly bleached and other parts that are not. And that's some good news for the tourism industry. Also yesterday, we flew from Townsville to Mackay, and in the last half hour or so of our flight, we came across about 30 reefs that are not bleached. So I think we've now found the southern boundary of the bleaching for this year. It's in exactly the same place as last year's. So we're hoping that today, as we go further south, we see only very minor bleaching from here to the bottom of the reef.
So the bottom point of that bleaching event is the same as last year. It hasn't spread down south.
Yeah, we think that might be related to the very strong currents that occur offshore from Mackay. This part of the reef is so-called macro-tidal, very high tidal range, and so a lot of water movement, which may afford some level of protection to the corals when the temperatures are high.
Terry, so this, I think I'm right in saying this is the third bleaching event then in 1 year, essentially, 2016 and 2017. Is that right?
It's the fourth major bleaching in 19 years. So the big ones were 98, 2002, last year, and again this year.
Okay, so last year and this year, back-to-batch bleaching events.
Yes.
Have we entered, can we say we're entering a new normal here, permanently warmer waters and therefore more frequent bleaching? Is that true? And if it's true, what does it mean in terms of, you know, the future of the reef?
Well, the scary thing is these things are becoming the new normal due to global warming. This year is not an El Nino year, and either was 2002. So the link between El Nino years, which are warmer than average, and bleaching is basically breaking down, because we're seeing more and more bleachings around the world during ENSO neutral years and La Nina years, different parts of the ENSO cycle. So the modelers are predicting we could have annual bleaching, depending on the trajectory of greenhouse gas emissions, by about 2030, 2040. So the key issue for reefs everywhere is the trajectory of greenhouse gas emissions. We've seen now four major bleachings on the Barrier Reef with just 1 degree centigrade of global average warming. So the COP21 target of 1.5 won't be a very comfortable place for coral reefs. And two, less so, if we go much beyond two, then we'll see a more and more degraded system.
Just briefly and finally, Terry, is it alarmist? Speed we sort of predicting the demise of the Great Barrier Reef? I'm hoping it is.
Yeah, well, those weren't my words, Fran. I think we can save the Great Barrier Reef. It has now changed probably forever, due to the loss of the more vulnerable species. So the mix of species on the Great Barrier Reef, because of the bleaching last year and this year, has changed probably permanently. We're seeing a lot less of the vulnerable species, and at least proportionately more of the heat-tolerant ones. Mm. I think we will have a Great Barrier Reef if we get a handle on greenhouse gas emissions, but there's no time to lose.
Terry Hughes, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Fran.
Professor Terry Hughes, the Director of the Australian Research Council Centre of Excellence for Coral Reef Studies at James Cook University in Townsville. It's 8:45 on Breakfast.